हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। कुंज बिहारे गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीर्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो 12th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। भक्तिं हरो भगवति प्रवहन्नजस्रम्। आनंद बाष्पकलया मुहुरद्यमाना। विक्लिद्यमान हृदय पुलकाचितांगो। नात्मानमस्मरद साविति मुक्तलिंग। भक्तिं हरो भगवति प्रवहन्नजस्रम्। आनंद बाष्पकलया मुहुरद्यमाना। विक्लिद्यमान हृदय पुलकाचितांगो। नात्मानमस्मरद साविति मुक्तलिंग। भक्तिं हरो भगवति प्रवहन्नजस्रम्। आनंद बाष्पकलया मुहुरद्यमाना। विक्लिद्यमान हृदय पुलकाचितांगो। नात्मानमस्मरद साविति मुक्तलिंग। भक्तिं हरो भगवति प्रवहन्नजस्रम्। आनंद बाष्पकलया मुहुरद्यमाना। विद्यमान हृदय पुलकाचितांगो आत्मा नमस्मरदसा विमुक्तलिंगो भक्तिं हरो भगवती प्रवहन्न जस्रम् आनंद बाष्पकलया मुहुरद्यमाना विक्लिद्यमान हृदय पुलकाचितांगो नात्मा नमस्मरदसा वितिमुक्तलिंग। हरे कृष्ण फॉर टू वर्ड मीनिंग भक्तिम डिवोशनल सर्विस हरो अंटू हरि भगवती द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडेड प्रवहन कॉन्स्टेंटली एंगेजिंग इन अजस्रम ऑलवेज आनंद ब्लिसफुल बाष्पकलया बाय स्ट्रीम ऑफ टीयर्स मुहु अगेन एंड अगेन आद्यमानः बीइंग ओवरकम विक्लिद्यमाना मेल्टिंग हृदयः हिज हार्ट पुलका स्टैंडिंग ऑफ हेयर्स आचिता कवर्ड अंगः हिज बॉडी ना नॉट आत्मानम् बॉडी अस्मरत ही रिमेंबर्ड असो ही इति तस् मुक्तलिंगः फ्री फ्रॉम द सटल बॉडी। ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रिपेयर्ड बाय हिज इंग्लिश एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद। शील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। बिकॉज ऑफ हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्लिस इंसेसेंट टीयर्स फ्लोड फ्रॉम हिज आईज हिज हार्ट मेल्टेड एंड देर वॉज शिवरिंग एंड स्टैंडिंग ऑफ हेयर्स ऑल ओवर हिज बॉडी Thus transformed in a trance of devotional service, Dhruva Maharaj completely forgot his bodily existence and thus he immediately became liberated from material bondage. Purport. Due to constant engagement in devotional service, hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping the deity, etc., as prescribed in nine varieties, there are different symptoms which appear in the body of a devotee. These 8 bodily transformations which indicate that a devotee is already liberated within himself are called Ashtasatvika Vikara. When a devotee completely forgets his bodily existence, he should be understood to be liberated. He is no longer encased in the body. The example is given that when a coconut becomes completely dry, the coconut pulp within the coconut shell separates from the bondage of the shell and the outer covering. By moving the dry coconut, one can hear that the pulp within is no longer attached to the shell or to the covering. Similarly, when one is fully absorbed in devotional service, he is completely disconnected from the 2 material coverings, the shuttle and the gross bodies. Dhruva Maharaj actually attained this stage of life by constantly discharging devotional service. He has already been described as Mahabhagavat, for unless one becomes a Mahabhagavat or a first-class pure devotee, these symptoms are not visible. Lord Chaitanya exhibited all these symptoms. Thakur Haridas also exhibited them. And there are many pure devotees who manifested such bodily symptoms. They are not to be imitated. But when one is actually advanced, these symptoms are exhibited. At that time, it is to be understood that a devotee is materially free. Of course, from the beginning of devotional service, the path of liberation immediately opens. Just as a coconut taken from the tree immediately begins to dry, it simply takes some time for the shell and pulp to separate from one another. An important word in this verse is Muktalingaha. Mukta means liberated and Linga means the subtle body. When a man dies, he quits the gross body, but the subtle body of mind, intelligence and ego carries him to a new body. While existing in the present body, the same subtle body carries him from one stage of life to another. For example, from childhood to boyhood by mental development. The mental condition of a baby is different from that of a boy. The mental condition of a boy is different from that of a young man. And the mental condition of a young man is different from that of an old man. So at death, the process of changing bodies takes place due to the subtle body. The mind, intelligence and ego carry the soul from one gross body to another. This is called transmigration of the soul. But there is another stage when one becomes liberated even from the subtle body At that time, the living entity is competent and fully prepared to be transferred to the transcendental or spiritual world. The description of the bodily symptoms of Sri Dhruva Maharaj makes it apparent that he became perfectly fit to be transferred to the spiritual world. One can experience the distinction between the subtle and gross bodies even daily in a dream. One's gross body is lying on the bed while the subtle body carries the soul, the living entity, to another atmosphere. But because the gross body has to be continued, the subtle body comes back and settles in the present gross body. Therefore, one has to become free from the subtle body also. This freedom is known as Muktalinga. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदामाहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांता स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्या नामने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಐ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಬಲರಾಮ್ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಭು ಫಾರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಪರ್ಚುನಿಟಿ ಇವನ್ ದೋ ನಾಟ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನರ್ವಸ್ to be sitting before senior devotees and attempt to speak on this exalted subject matter. Yeah, so a fool will be realized when he speaks. So please forgive me for any shortcomings and bless me so that I can relish this Bhagavatam and speak this for my own purification, for glorification. It's okay. I seek blessings. Actually, many senior devotees are there. Shriman Adhikeshwar Prabhuji, Nandanandan Prabhu. I don't know other names, but Sri Sachinandan Prabhu, Tarunitai Prabhu, and Balram Shakti Prabhu. Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. So, we'll start. So, actually, before going to this, this Bhagavatam, amazingly, Ajit Mukund Prabhu was telling 2 days before that how every topic, if you see Bhagavatam, the main focus is pure devotional service only. At the end, whatever may be the case, how it starts, but the end result is it churns the heart with bhakti. So this is a special significance of this Bhagavatam. This Amala Puranam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said this, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshtanaya Taddhama Vrindavan. And Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Prema Pumatamaham. So this is a highlight of Srimad Bhagavatam. And right in the beginning itself, Bhagavatam kicks away the sub-religious principles. Dharma projjita kaitavotra parama. So projjita means ukrushta rupena ujjita. Prakrushta rupena ujjita. It kicks away.
Prabhupada raises, it kicks away the sub-religious principles of dharma, the kama, moksha. So, and establishes this panchama purushata, this is love of Krishna as a highlight. So, therefore, if you see the whole Bhagavatam, it glorifies about the supreme aradhya, which is Krishna, the worshipable object, and the supreme aradhana, the bhakti, the process of worshipping Krishna, and the supreme aradhaka, the worshipper, the devotee. So only time and repeatedly these three things are highlighted and glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam. And any pastime we take, especially this episode of Dhruva, particularly highlights the process of devotional service. Of course, all three are included, but I want to focus mainly on this, the process of devotional service, how it purified Dhruva Maharaj from that material hankerings and aspirations to the symptoms which we are seeing today, the ecstatic symptoms, astasattvika vikara, that are manifesting in his body, and he has completely vanquished his subtle body and is about to transfer to the spiritual world. In the future verses, we see that. Like that. And also we can see the one more highlight is the nature of Krishna's mercy, that in Chaitanya Charitamrita this sloka comes. Krishna kahe, this is a Adi Lila, maybe Madhya Lila. Krishna kahe ama bhaje mage vishya sukha. Some problem with my Amruta chade visha magi e bada murkha. Ami vigna ye murka vishaya kena diba swacharnamruta diya vishaya bulaibe. So the foolish person may ask material desires and he comes to me for that. But why I am intelligent? Why I should give him this fulfill petty desires? I'll give him my charnamrut and he'll forget everything else. That's what happened in Dhruva Maharaj's case. He completely forgot. He came with an aspiration, Padam Bhuvanat Krishtam. Is greater than the kingdom of Brahma. Tribhuvana means all, is greater than the three planetary systems. That's such great ambition he came. But after seeing Lord, he forgot everything. This doesn't come in Bhagavatam, but comes from elsewhere, that I have seen diamond and I am desiring for broken pieces of glasses. So that's what Krishna does in the process, that he gives his own Charanamrita and he makes us forget Vishaya Lalasa. So I was just reading the purport of this sloka. It's a very interesting thing comes. Those who are interested in material enjoyment are known as Bhuktikami. One who is interested in merging into the effulgence of Brahma or perfecting the mystic yoga system is not a devotee at all. Devotees do not have such desires. However, if a karmi, jnani or yogi somehow contacts a devotee, in this case, Dhruva Maharaj contacts Narada Muni, and renders devotional service, Krishna immediately awards him love of God and gives him shelter at his lotus feet, although he may have no idea how to develop love of Krishna. If a person wants material profit from devotional service, Krishna condemns such materialistic desires. To desire material opulence while engaging in devotional service is foolish. Although the person may be foolish, Krishna, being all intelligent, engages him in his devotional service in such a way that he gradually forgets material opulence. So this is what Krishna does and this is what is highlighted in this episode. So before going to this, so we see how Dhruva approached with this material aspirations and when he was actually hurt by the words of Suruchi, he was like hissing like a snake. When a snake is stepped over or beaten, how much angry it will be. So Dhruva Maharaj's lips were trembling in anger. His eyes were reddish. His heart was broken completely. And he rushed. He looked actually towards Uttanapada, whether some solace will come, but Uttanapada was also silent. And he was more aggrieved and he went to Suniti for solace. So this is what the Dhruva Maharaj initially. Actually, he was also having trembling in the lips and eyes were reddish and heart was broken. But now if in this loka, if you see, his body is also shivering. He was trembling in ecstasy. Tears were rolling down from his eyes. His heart was completely ruptured. So from where to where he reached, how this transformation has taken place in Dhruva Maharaj. So this is the glorious character of Dhruva Maharaj, which is highlighted in these chapters. And it is said in this Agyate, so in the future it comes in 44th verse, there it is said, Dhruvasyodhama yashas charitam sammatam satam. So this Dhruva Maharaj charitra is chanted and glorified by even great devotees. So they accept that. They very much like to hear this Dhruva Maharaj pastime. Like that. And in the purport, Prabhupada, it's very interesting thing, like, as I'm very much impressed by this. A sincere devotee should read every chapter and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotee should not avoid to read even a word of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I got a lot of inspiration by reading this at Vidyapeetha I'm doing. So nice that we are getting this opportunity to read Bhagavatam. Right. And also in the fifth canto also there is one place Prabhupada writes it. As a matter of principle, devotee should read, speak and hear Srimad Bhagavatam persistently 24 hours daily if possible. That is a recommendation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like this. So much glorification. So it certainly inspires us. So this is Dhruva Maharaj Charitra. And from the purport, today's purport, if you see, so there are two highlight things what Prabhupada is focusing, which I could see that when an advanced devotee, by constant engagement in devotional service, he manifests this astasattvika vikara, the 8 ecstatic bodily symptoms. And they are not to be imitated. They naturally come when one performs the devotional service with intensity and continuously. And after this, Dhruva Maharaj could vanquish the subtle body completely. And then he was ready to transfer to the spiritual world. So these two things Prabhupada has highlighted. Like that. And these 8 ecstatic symptoms that which we have seen, some of them Dhruva Maharaj is exhibiting, that trembling of the body, tears in the eyes, even Prabhupada is quoting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur. So if you hear those descriptions, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he dances in such a way that he jumps so much height and he just falls down. As if his whole body is crushed, all the bones were crushed. People used to fear, the devotees used to fear. Especially Sachi Mata was so fearful. And like that. And when the tears come from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes, the torrents of rain, like streams of rivers are flowing from his eyes. So such ecstatic symptoms Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting. And these symptoms, they come in a very advanced stage. And they cannot be imitated, naturally. And there is a sect of devotees called Sahajiyas who try to get all these symptoms artificially. Because they take it cheaply, they are called Sahajiyas. But how we can see that a person is genuinely exhibiting, there are other 8, the 9 symptoms, I think, given. In NOD, it comes that what are the other symptoms by which we can understand this devotee is in? Actually, these symptoms, they appear in the bhava stage and they continue and they get condensed in the further stages. So like that. And that is given like kshantir avyatta kalatvam viraktir manasunyata ashabandha samutkanta namagane sadaruchi asaktis tad gunakyane pritis tad vasatisthale. So like this is main thing we can see is avyatta kalatvam. He doesn't waste time. In a single moment, is always busy in rendering service to Krishna. He's completely virakti, he's detached from this material entanglement, material prestige and all these things. Manasunyata, always hopeful, always eager to chant the holy names and recite about Krishna, glorify Krishna, eager to reside in the place, dham, holy dham. So like this, we can clearly distinguish. And we may see many people exhibiting these symptoms little bit here and there, but actually we were seeing anodi. So there it comes, it can come, they are not sahajas also, but it can come in a person because of the contact with a pure devotee. When a pure devotee performs some nice kirtan, or by his association, the bhava in his heart glimpses, that reflection comes in that person, even though he may have desire for mukti and bhukti also. His aspiration may be completely different, he may not be devotee also. But just by coming in contact with a pure devotee, he can also manifest such symptoms in a glimpse. And that cannot be called as this Ashtasattvika Vikara. They are like, there are two categories in that, Pratibimba Abhasa, this is Rati Abhasa, the Pratibimba Abhasa, and there is one more, Chaya Abhasa. Where in Pratibimba Asa, his aspirations are for desire for liberation and enjoyment, but because in contact with devotees, pure devotee, he exhibits them, and even by performing such a thing, his desires will be fulfilled very easily without any extra endeavor. Even the desire for enjoyment and liberation will be easily fulfilled. Like that. And the other person, Chaya Abhasa, he is out of curiosity, material curiosity, to participate in some festivals, some morning program. He likes to go to the tours, dhams, and by contact with pure devotees, he also exhibits such symptoms. But he doesn't have genuine desire like that. But such people also, by the contact of pure devotees, can come to the real bhava also. So there is a possibility. So this is, but here in this case, we see Dhruva Maharaj exhibiting these genuine symptoms, and even though initially he was having these material desires, it's completely different. So we know how it happened, because the whole, the three, four chapters, if you study deeply, we can understand how this happened because of his constant engagement in devotional service. And the other theme of the purport is a Muktalinga. He vanquished the subtle body. As we know, we have two bodies, gross body and subtle body. Every day we have experience that we come out of this gross body in the dreams. And we roam around with the subtle body. And because we have to continue the gross body, we have to come back again. The subtle body comes back again in this gross body. Until we are freed from the subtle body, we cannot come out of this completely, this material encasement. Like Prabhupada beautifully explains how even in this life, we are changing the bodies from boyhood to the youth. Dehinosmin yata dehe kaumaram yavanam jara. Depending upon the mental condition only. The mental condition of the child, the youth and the old man is different. Depending upon that, the body is also changing. Similarly, at the death, according to the mental condition, whatever he has acquired, he will be transferred to another body. In Bhagavad Gita, we see in the 12th chapter, 15th chapter, 8th verse, how this actually transmigration happens. So there, Bhagavad Krishna says that, Shariram yadavapnoti yachapi utkrama. Utkramatishvaraha grihitvaitani samyati vayur ganda nivashayat. So he gives this analogy that just as air carries the aroma, so the soul carries the different conceptions that are stored in the mind, and antakale chamameva smaramukta kalerum. Whatever state his mind is, he will acquire that body. Like that. So unless one is freed from these different conceptions in the mind, which he has acquired throughout the life, or different million past lives, he cannot be freed from the subtle body. So, and also one more place it comes, and mind is colored by the fruitive mentality, karmatmakam. This comes just in the fifth canto, we were studying that Rishabhdev's teachings, how the mind is colored by this fruitive mentality. Unless we come out of this fruitive mentality, so it's very difficult to vanquish this subtle body. And even by any other process, it is not possible. Karma or jnana. Because everything involves they are using the material faculties only. Like that. But bhakti is completely different. It's a transcendental process. So therefore, only by bhakti we can completely vanquish this subtle body. So as it is stated, sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha shevanam bhaktiruttamam. And one more sloka comes. Bhukti mukti shiddhi kami shakale ashanta krishna bhakta nishkama atayeva shanta. So only a krishna bhakta is nishkama. He doesn't have any other desires than to please krishna. And others, all others, some desire is there. I want something, bhukti or mukti also. Mukti is also a desire. I want to come out of these sufferings. Like that. So because of that, there are always some mental anxiety. So they are playing with the subtle body only. So therefore, they cannot come out of the subtle body. But bhakti, even though living in this gross body and subtle body, by practicing this process, he can become transcendental. The process itself is a transcendental process. So like that. So how this beautiful analogy I was just reading, it comes at in Bhai Madda Sahurda. I don't know which canto it comes. Bhai Madda Badda Sahurda. Same, fourth canto, okay. Fifth canto. That person, even though being situated in this body, he can be completely aloof from this body. Analogy Prabhupada gives in that purport, very beautiful analogy, that a businessman may be driving a car and is completely aware that how much petrol is there in this, how far it goes, everything is working properly. But he takes all care, but his focus is what dealings he has to do in the business office, like that. So he's completely aware. So similarly, a devotee, he may have to take care of this body, so many things, take care of the surroundings and interactions with people. But his main focus is his business with Krishna. So he is focused there. So because of that, even though in subtle body and gross body, he is completely aloof from them. So but that's how he conquers, actually vanquishes the subtle body. And Do Maharaj did that finally. And he completely vanquished the subtle body and now is ready to be transferred to the spiritual world, which is the cherished goal of all of us. And now, actually, whatever time is left, I would like to go into this, how it happened in Dhrumara's case. From Mahatva Akanksha, it's a very great ambition to Mahabhagavat. It's a great devotee. How this happened? Because this is a success story. And such a story that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very eager to hear this story hundreds of times. With Gadadhar Pandit, he used to recite this story. Why? Because such important for a sadhaka. So many lessons to learn. So I have just taken two themes from this, that how such transformation happened. So the first thing is because of his submission and faith in superiors. And the second thing is his frank admittance and fierce determination. So because of these two things, Dho Maharaj could do this impossible task. So in this first submission case, we see this is seen in Dho Maharaj's character throughout this series. So from the starting itself, when he was hurt by Surichi's words, he immediately went to Mother Suniti. So that is the first submission. So even though Suniti, of course, she is a great devotee, but she herself was afflicted. It is said, Dhava Lateva Bala. She was like a creeper burnt in the fire. She was burnt by hearing what happened to Dhruva Maharaj. She herself was afflicted. What can she guide? But because she has love for Dhruva Maharaj, she has concern for Dhruva Maharaj, and Dhruva Maharaj have the trust on Suniti. And Suniti told that don't desire anything bad for others. Don't wish ill for others. And worship the Supreme Lord, because he can give whatever you desire. Like that. So this is how, actually, even though we may not have immediate touch with a pure devotee in terms of guidance, we may be having some guidance of our superiors or immediate person, he may not be a pure devotee, but if that love and trust is there, so we can also hear their words submissively. And because of that submission, So he left, even though he was 5 years old, he left all the kingly opulence and was ready to go to forest and perform all austerities. Like that. So we also get that determination, so that by that submission that we can practice this process. And then he started going to forest, and because Krishna is there in the heart, so he knows Dhruva Maharaj's determination, so he sent Narada Muni. Whenever a devotee is sincere, Krishna sends Guru, like that. And Narada Muni came and he tested first Dhruva Maharaj, whether he is really determined for what, whether he knows actually for what he is heading towards. And he tells, it's not so easy pleasing the Supreme Personality of God. It's, so better, you are a child, and don't take these things very seriously. Go to home, play with your children. Like that. So, but Dhruva Maharaj is really determined, he told. So, actually my desire, padam bhuvanotkrishtam. So with this desire, I am heading towards it. And I am so much hurt actually by the Surichi's words. I can't hear what you are telling. Actually, they may be good for the Brahmana temperament person. But in my body, Kshatriya blood is flowing. These words I can't hear. So please guide me in that direction. So honest means, how can I achieve a kingdom greater than my grandfather, great-grandfather. So this is his honest admittance, frank admittance, and this fierce determination to achieve what he wants. So then he passed the test, and Narada Muni was so happy. And he was convinced, totally convinced about Dhruva's determination. And also, this is first I told the submission. He frankly admitted. And this fierce determination. And then he has faith in Narada Muni. So there in the one sloka it comes that 8.38 I think. He has complete faith in Narada Muni that you are like a sun traveling everywhere and you can deliver everyone. Like that. So because of that, these three things, his hearing was effective. So similarly we see in the case of Arjuna. Arjuna was totally crushed materially. He was giving so many reasons why I should not fight, but unable to resolve. So then he came to the conclusion that I cannot solve. So karpanya dosho pahata svabaha pruchyamitvam dharma sammuda chetaha yache nishchitam shani bruhi janme. So I am completely surrendered. Please instruct me. I am completely bewildered. So when somebody is materially crushed completely, like here in Dhruva Maharaj's case also, he is completely broken. He was not allowed to see it, and on the top, the father did not respond anything like that. So then actually his determination was to approach the Lord. And actually this is a devotional service. He is approaching the Lord, even though it is for material desire. So then he heard Narada Muni speaking, and with Narada Muni, with that confidence in Dhruva, that he can, and he was going to Uttanapada, and he was telling later, even before Dhruva Maharaj performed the austerities, Narada Muni goes to Uttanapada and tells that your child, don't worry, he will perform Sudushkaram Karma Kritya, and he will be a Prabhu. He is addressed as Prabhu, even before he is beginning the task. So that is the confidence of Narada, seeing his determination. And Dhruva followed Rishi Adeshana. And this is also very important. Rishi Adeshana, Narada Muni, how he guided, exactly followed. There Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport that a spiritual master is expert in giving special instructions to each of his disciples. And if the disciple executes the order of spiritual master, that is a perfection. Right. So he gives unique instructions for each of the disciples. And if you can execute that, so that is a perfection. Here in this case, Dhruva Maharaj was guided, particularly in mix of Ashtanga Yoga, meditation, and Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, like that. So Dhruva Maharaj is an acharya. He is teaching by example. In the later purports, Prabhupada writes that, of course, then what to learn from, what learning we can take from this. So we may not perform austerities like Dhruva. He was eating first month, second month. There are descriptions given how he is eating every 3 days, roots, grass, dry leaves, and every 6 days, water, then air, then not stopping that also. Right. So we may not be able to do that. As far as ISKCON is concerned, what Prabhupada is writing, we simply ask that one follow four regulative principles, chant 16 rounds, and simply accept prasadam. If we do our prescribed duties with seriousness, we can expect the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is a Namo Mahavadanyaya incarnation's grace that we are having, that Prabhupada is straight away telling in the purport that what is expected. And in, I was just referring envoy also. In envoy also, Prabhupada writes one of the purport that my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Thakur, he told 64 rounds one should chant, otherwise one is fallen. Then according to his standard, everyone is fallen. But because the Westerners, the Americans, they cannot follow this. For them, even 32 is difficult. Then Prabhupada made it 16, not less than this. But we can expect the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if you serve in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sincerely and seriously. Prabhupada writes there actually. If you sincerely serve in the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can expect the grace of Lord Chaitanya. So even in the Diksha of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, so after this for 16 rounds, following four regulative principles, Maharaj adds one more thing, serving in the mission of Srila Prabhupada as servant of servant of servant. So actually that's in line only, what Prabhupada is telling, doing our duties and serving in the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So this is also very important, because this is reduced so much on expectation. So at least we should dedicatedly serve in this mission. So that is what expected. Jai Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari ki, Jai Sri Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So what is the key for success? Dhruva Maharaj's case. So first he admitted frankly that this is what I am, give me guidance accordingly. And he accepted wholeheartedly what Narada Muni told and followed it fully and applied it. Admit, accept and apply. And what is the result? He became heavier. He became heavier than the earth. The same Dhruva who was not allowed to sit on the lap of the father, a small child, now he is able to push down the whole earth. That much heavier he became because of these three things. Prabhupada writes in the purport of one sloka that a person with Krishna in heart can very easily strike the whole world with wonders at his activities. And we can see in the Prabhupada himself is that wonderful person who created wonders by carrying Krishna in the heart. That once there was one magician performing so many wonderful things, and Prabhupada is simply watching, laughing. And then Prabhupada asked, you are doing so many wonderful feats. Can you do this one wonderful feat which I can do? I can disappear. You disappeared so many things, but I can disappear birth, old age, disease and death. Can you disappear that? He was silent, that magician. So, but nobody can do this. And Prabhupada could do it, and he could do for so many people. Even the Evanas, Mechas, hippies, he could transfer them to the spiritual world. So this is what happens when a person practices sincerely. And also one more lesson we can learn is that Dhruva Maharaj's case is a naked pincho. Like, are Dhruva Maharaj? He was not allowed to sit on the father's lap also. He cried and went to mother. And similarly, there are so many devotees around us. They may be coming after us also, but they may be very much fastly advancing ahead and very heavy. So we have to understand Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Ara Pravartana. That means he is carrying Krishna in heart. He is practicing sincerely. Anybody if practices sincerely, seriously, these three things, admit, accept, apply, he will become heavy. That is sure to happen. So just by seeing them, we should not, what happens is the ego doesn't admit immediately. So we think that, naked pencho, I know him when he came. So this lesson we can take. Even Prabhupada said, when I was criticized by so many of my grad brothers, like that, because they were unable to take it, how Prabhupada could do that, so many miracles. So Prabhupada says, even one pure devotee can change the consciousness of whole world. ಏಕಶ್ಚಂದ್ರ ತಮೋಹಂತಿ ನಚತಾರ ಸಹಸ್ರಶಃ. ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತ ಪ್ರಿಫೇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಈ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಒನ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ, ಮೈ ಅಟೆಂಪ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ಫುಲ್. ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ದಿಸ್ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್, ಟು ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಗಿರಿರಾಜ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಬುಕ್, ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ ಮೂನ್, ಬಟ್ ಗಿರಿರಾಜ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಮೂನ್ಸ್. ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್ ದರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ? ಅವರ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ ಈಸ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಟು ಅಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ದೆಮ್. ಇಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್, ಬಟ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಡೂ ಎನಿ ಬಿಗ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಲಿ ಅಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್. ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಒನ್ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಡ್ರೈವಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ದ ಮಿರಾಕಲ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಐ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಪ್ರಿವಿಯಸ್ಲಿ ದಟ್ ಒನ್ ಸಚ್ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಟ್ರ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ 100 ಟೈಮ್, ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ 100 ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರೀಚಿಂಗ್ ದಾನ್ ಎ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸಿಟೀಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲಿ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಬ್ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ? ಪ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಸಚ್ ಚಾರ್ಜಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಅಟ್ಮಾಸ್ಫಿಯರ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಅಸಿಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಅವರ್ ರೋಲ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಪ್ಲೇ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ದ ಮಿರಾಕಲ್ಸ್, ವಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್. ಬಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ದ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸಾಧಕ, ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಟಿಲ್ ನೌ. ನೌ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್, ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಹಿಮ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಟಚಿಂಗ್ ದ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ದೆನ್ ಆಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎಲೆವೆಂಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಸಚ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್. ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಸಚ್, ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೋ ಅಮೇಝಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್. ಯೋಂತಃ ಪ್ರವಿಶ್ಯ ಮಮ ವಾಚ ಇಮಾಂ ಪ್ರಶುಪ್ತಂ ಸಂಜೀವಯತಿ ಅಖಿಲ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಧರಾಂ ಸ್ವಧಾಂ ಅನ್ಯಾಂಶ ಹಸ್ತ ಚರಣ ತ್ವಗಾದೀನ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಂಸ್ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ಪುರುಷಾಯ ತುಭ್ಯಂ. ಸೊ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ 5-year-old, ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅನೇಬಲ್ ಟು, ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೇ, ಬಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಟಚ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸಲೆಂಟ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ದ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ರೈಟ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ರಿಸೈಟರ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಎಜುಕೇಷನ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಮೆರ್ಸಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಮೇನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್, ಒನ್ ಮೆರ್ಸಿ ವಿ ಅಟ್ರ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್, ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್, ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ನಾವು ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಎಪಿಸೋಡ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫೈಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಮ್ಯಾಲೆಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇಸ್ ಮದರ್ ಸುರೀಚಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ಮದರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರದರ್ ಉತ್ತಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಸೋ ಮಚ್ ಲೈಕ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಈವನ್ ದ ಸಿಟಿಜನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಎನ್ಥ್ರೋನ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ಡಮ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ರೂಲಿಂಗ್ ಸೋ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ಲಿ. ನೌ ದ ಉತ್ತಮ ವಾಸ್ ಕೀಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಯಕ್ಷ, ಯಕ್ಷ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯಕ್ಷ ಅಂಡ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯ, ಇಫ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಇಸ್ ವೈಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ರೂಲ್ಸ್, ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಡ್ಯೂಟಿ ಟು ಆ್ಯಕ್ಷನ್, ಹಿ ಟುಕ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಷನ್, ಇಸ್ ಎ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್. ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಆಂಬಿಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಓ ಎಕ್ಸೀಡಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಿಮಿಟ್ಸ್, ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಒನ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾ ಪನಿಷ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್, ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಕಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾ ರೇಷ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ದೆನ್ ಸ್ವಯಂಭೂ ಮನು ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಡೌನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಸೊ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟಿಫೈಡ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಗ್ರಿ ಎಟ್ ಒನ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಥಿನ್ ಲೈನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಆಂಬಿಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ರೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸಿಂಗ್, ಸೊ ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ಬಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ ಆಂಬಿಷನ್ಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಕ್ರೀಪಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೋಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ಟು ಸಿ ದಿಸ್ ಸಪರೇಟ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಸಿ. ವಿ ಗೆಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಡ್ ಅವೇ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ಹೂಮ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟ್ರಸ್ಟ್, ವೇರ್ ದ ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಅಸ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಯು ಆರ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಸ್ವಯಂಭೂ ಮನು ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಕೇಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಧ್ರುವ ಅತಿರೋಷನ ಮಾಮ್ ತಾತ ಅತಿರೋಷನ ಸೋ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಯರ್ಲಿ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕ್ರಾಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಿಮಿಟ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಮೆನಿ ಲೆವೆಲ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಮೋರಲ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಎ ವೈಷ್ಣವ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಲೀನಿಯಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಮೆನಿ ರೀಸನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಗಿವ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಫೈನಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಯುವರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಗರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ಯಾಸಿಫಿಕ್ ಕುವೇರ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ ಟು ಕುವೇರ family. Then Dhruvmaharaj could immediately give up. It's very amazing. It appears that Dhruvmaharaj gave up. But if somebody is, even verbal fight, if something is happening, you go and try to stop them. People will aapko gali denge. So get lost from here. So better is if somebody is quarreling, go away from there. Of course, we should try to stop them. But the point is very difficult to control somebody's anger. It keeps on increasing. The modes keep increasing. And now his verbal, it's not verbal fight, it's physical. And it's gone to such a limit. He's killing, butchering lakhs and millions. At that time, Swambhu is coming, please stop. How Dhruvmaharaj could hear it? So that is his greatness. He's submissive. He has so much respect for Swayambhu Manu. Therefore, he could hear and he stopped, and that saved him from getting distracted. And then Kuvera, he comes, he descends, and he offers blessings. Please ask some benediction. And what Dhruvmaharaj asks? Kuvera is addressed as Raja Rajena, the king of all kings. Why? Because he is having so much treasury. Without treasury, what king will rule? Kings all need treasury. So he is the king of kings. But he has such great opulence, treasury, but Dhruvmaharaj came with that desire only, that I want the great kingdom. But now he is asking, I don't want anything. I want Achala Smriti, undeviated, unhindering remembrance of the Supreme Lord. Like that. So he asks that, and that's the glory of Dhruvmaharaj. And this is our aspiration. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us, Nadhanam, Najanam, Nasundare, Kavitamba, Yagadisha Kamaya, Mama Janmani Janmanashware, Bhavatat Bhaktir, Ahiti Kitvi. That is what actually Srimad Bhagavatam teaching us. And he ruled the kingdom practically. How he ruled, even later also, he practically emptied, it is said he emptied the treasury. He is giving in charity. He was ruling the citizens like own children. Like that. So he is a servant of servant of servant. That we can see in Dhruvmaharaj's case. 36,000 years he ruled with full responsibility. The Prabhupada writes, he performed his duties perfectly according to material ways. That is the behavior of a great devotee. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raghunath Das Goswami, Antare Nishta Bahya Karya Kara. So whatever is there, devotion keep inside, but externally you behave as a material person. So Dhruvmaharaj also performed so many sacrifices, charity. So to set an example, to set a kingly status, and he ruled that. Now, because of all these things, we can see this is a constant engagement in devotional service. Now, Bhaktim Harau Bhagavati, Pravahan Najashram. So he's exhibiting all these ecstatic symptoms. So we can see it's not automatic. So as Sikshastakam verses says, Trunadapi Sunichena, when the constant engagement happens, is Trunadapi Sunichena, Taroriva Sahishna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. The constant engagement in devotion happens only when we cross this Trunadapi Sunichena. And Dhruvmaharaj's case, we can see, he was serving everyone as servant of servant. And what are his aspirations now? Nadhanam, Najanam. Kuvera, he asked, I want only remembrance of Krishna. And his whole life, he was like, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavantam. As a speck of the dust at the feet of the Lord, he was serving and ruling the kingdom. And what is the result now? Nayanam Galadashrudharya Badhanam Gadgadhar Dhyagira Pulake Nichitam Bhukada Tavanama Grahane Bhavishyati. So that's what the symptoms are manifested in this sloka today. And now he is ready to be transferred to the spiritual world. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very eager to hear this pastime hundreds of times. And we see how the Vishnudutas come and how Dhruvmaharaj was unable to speak actually. Then he just chants the holy names. And then his body is completely made spiritual. And even death personified comes in front of him. He steps on the death and he boards the Vaikuntha plane. And before going, he was grateful. Where is my mother? She guided me actually. And then they show, even before he asks, your mother is already going ahead in the Vaikuntha plane. So this is the story of Dhruvmaharaj. So we can meditate and this pastime and go deep into this, the lessons which Dhruva Maharaj is giving us. And thank you for this opportunity giving to me and for my own purification and the glorification of the Lord. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.